the best advice that I've given to people and that I have seen is to write for many different types of publications. Experiment and explore the different types of medical writing. Find out what style fits your personality and your skill set the most closely. Just writing is a great start, and it really does help you hone your style. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Beyond the Bedside. I am your host, Dr. Norm Chapin. Beyond the Bedside is a podcast that will help you find a non-clinical role and take your career in new, rewarding, and sometimes unanticipated directions. I'm very happy that you are here to learn about opportunities beyond the bedside. Welcome to episode 20 of Physicians Beyond the Bedside. Thank you for joining me. Today, we will be discussing and reviewing the opportunities for physicians in the field of medical writing. This is appealing work for many physicians. The work can be done full-time or part-time, and employed or freelance. Well, let's start off by talking a little bit about what is medical writing. Some of you may be very familiar with it, and others of you may be hearing about it for the first time. As you will learn in this podcast, medical writing is a very broad field, and in many ways, well-suited to physicians, especially those with a passion and love of writing. Medical writers can also be referred to as medical communicators. Medical writing really began in the pharmaceutical industry, medical device industry, and in contract research organizations. We've talked about these organizations in the past on the podcast regarding opportunities in pharma. Medical writers and medical communicators in the pharmaceutical, medical device industry, and contract research organizations applied principles of clinical research in developing clinical trial documents that would effectively describe the research results or the product use and other medical information. These writers would really be charged with ensuring that their documents comply with regulatory, journal, or other guidelines in terms of the format or content structure of the articles. So this is where medical writing began, but it has blossomed into a very large industry with lots of opportunities for physicians who are interested in writing. Tonight, in this podcast, we're going to talk about the different types of medical writing that currently exist, why physicians can excel at medical writing, and how physicians get paid for medical writing. We're also going to talk about what types of skills or attributes a person needs to have in order to begin medical writing, and the types of things that you can do to improve your writing over time and become more and more successful in the field. There's also another question that we're going to get to during this podcast, which I think many of you will be interested in, obviously, and that is, can the salary from medical writing or the money I make, the income I get from medical writing, actually replace the income from my practice? And we will spend some time reviewing the information regarding compensation and income from the medical writing profession. Let's talk about the types of medical writing there are. First, one of the oldest types of regulatory writing is writing in which a medical writer creates and edits documents that are required by regulatory agencies, as is suggested by the type of writing. These agencies can include the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. They use these documents in the approval process for drugs, biologic agents, and medical devices. Regulatory writers also work at pharmaceutical companies directly for biotech companies and medical device companies, as well as contract research organizations. Each of these entities have a tremendous need for medical writers who can produce high-quality, very detail-oriented regulatory documents to support the work of the pharmaceutical, biotech, or medical device company. Obviously, as we've mentioned on previous podcasts, contract research organizations are companies that do the research for some of the pharmaceutical companies or biotech companies in support of producing new drugs and biologics that will be going to market. A second area that medical writing is very necessary is scientific publications. In this case, the medical writers, you may be working with other physicians or other researchers to help them write and edit their manuscripts for the peer-reviewed journals that they want to submit their research to. You may also be involved in creating posters, abstracts, and oral presentations for medical conferences. Another job for medical writers within the realm of scientific publications could include creating summaries of scientific conference sessions or writing news and feature articles for professional audiences. This type of writing also includes working for academic centers or healthcare institutions, or again, for pharmaceutical, biotech, or medical device companies as they try to produce scientific articles and manuscripts that describe the products that they are producing. Another field that medical writers are very, very integral in is health communication. In this case, the focus of the writing is not for a regulatory agency or for a large company, but it's really for lay people. You're writing material that could include patient education, decision aids for families as they try to understand their options for the treatment of a loved one. This could also include public health communication, website content, and medical or health news, news releases, or even marketing and public relations communications could be part of this type of health communications. And again, these types of communications are used by healthcare organizations and institutions, public health offices, county health departments, state health departments, even national organizations that are producing public-oriented material, and as well as publishers or media outlets who are focused on producing health-related material for the lay public. The next section that medical writers are very, very highly needed in is when organizations are writing educational material for professionals. All of us have taken CME courses, webinars. We've looked at PowerPoint presentations that have been provided to us for our own education. These are the types of documents and products that medical writers can also be involved in, developing educational activities for physicians and for other healthcare professionals. A medical writer may also be involved in writing a needs assessment, creating PowerPoint presentations, or writing outcomes analyses. They also could write training materials for staff. This isn't as common in healthcare organizations, I found, but in many pharmaceutical companies and biotech companies, these training materials can be critical. I think healthcare organizations are moving to creating these types of training documents as well, and it would be an area for medical writers to look for work in the future. They could also work for medical education companies like Walters Kluwer or other organizations that produce content specifically targeted at the physician or health professional marketplace. Academic institutions or healthcare centers are also good places for medical writers to look who enjoy this type of medical writing. Another type of writing that is different from the ones that we have previously mentioned includes promotional writing. In promotional writing, you create a variety of materials to promote a drug, an intervention, or a medical device. This is really more about the marketing material for pharmaceutical, biologic, or medical device companies. These would be for advertising agencies that are working with companies that have products that they are trying to sell direct to the consumer or to the physicians. This type of writing might also include press releases and strategic communications in healthcare organizations and organizations in other corporate settings. Lastly, grant writing. Grant writing is another field that medical writers are being pulled into. They are often used to write and edit the grant proposals for scientific research funding. And these settings, of course, range from academic institutions who are having their PhD faculty and students involved in scientific research, but also in healthcare institutions, oncology centers, private foundations, and patient advocacy groups and other professional associations that are writing for grants to help them initiate certain types of projects or programs. I'm sure that you can see what a broad field medical writing really is and the number of opportunities that exist for physicians who are interested in writing and have a passion for this type of work. Some of you, though, may still be asking, well, can physicians really excel at medical writing? And I think that physicians can really leverage their expertise to pursue medical writing as a field. Medical writing certainly is not a good fit for all physicians, but many of you could have a very fulfilling career in any of the types of medical writing, depending on your interest, your skills, and your expertise. Medical writing, as you've seen in the previous conversation, can be very consumer-focused, or it can be focused on regulatory issues and everything in between. Physicians who are very focused on making an impact with patients or consumers can find a great deal of fulfillment in this role. And physicians who are very, very interested in clinical research and discovering new ways to treat patients, or at least educating the physicians or the public on the new ways that are discovered to treat patients, can be very, very satisfied with this role also. For others of you, the inaccuracies that you've seen in available health advice, or even in the types of medical tips that are sometimes presented to a large audience, each of you will probably have a different motivation for why and if you pursue medical writing as an interest or as a career. Recognizing whether or not medical writing is a good fit for you is really the most important step. Your personal background, your familiarity with scientific material, how you have been involved in educating your patients, and your familiarity with the healthcare industry, medical knowledge in a specialty area, all generally qualify you in many ways. These, in addition to the skills and personal characteristics, can lead to a very successful medical writing career. The decision makers in the medical writing industry clearly understand that doctors are tremendously knowledgeable. And however, you will not be paid to write without first proving that you can write and deliver the message in a useful and relatable manner. In other words, your background is not the only thing that the decision makers will be basing their decision on as to whether or not you are a person they want to hire to write for their organization or to hire as a freelance. The portfolio that you develop is going to be one of the best ways for you to prove that you have the skill set necessary when you apply for a medical writing job or when you propose a project as a freelancer. And there are many ways that you can build this portfolio. Some of the best ways are by contributing articles to consumer-based online websites, contribute articles to print magazines, contribute articles to blogs. All of these ways will help you practice your writing and also allow you to keep those articles and use them in your portfolio. Articles that you submit to a peer review medical journal are a great document to include in your portfolio. If you have graphic designing skills, creating your own blogs, your own websites, and using those in your portfolio can also make a big impression when you are looking for work. The best advice that I've given to people and that I have seen is to write for many different types of publications. Experiment and explore the different types of medical writing. Find out what style fits your personality and your skill set the most closely. Just writing is a great start, and it really does help you hone your style. I have a special offer for you today. I have created a list of the top 10 skills physicians need to be maximally effective in leadership roles. The skills I included on the list have been studied and found to increase the effectiveness of leaders in all organizations. You need to cultivate these skills when you assume a leadership role. Physicians are leaders not only in clinical settings, but in non-clinical settings as well. These skills will benefit you whether you are at the bedside or beyond. Please visit my website at beyondthebedside.net/top10leadership skills for your free copy of this excellent resource today. I will also place a link to this resource in the show notes. Feel free to click on that in the show notes below. Another thing that you need to learn is how your writing was received. If you're publishing on blog posts, you can use social media sites and look at the analytics that they can provide you to give you some feedback and insight into how your writing is being received. You can also have your trusted friends or colleagues who you feel will give you objective feedback, review your writing. All of this sounds very good, but none of us are really looking for ways to volunteer our time. Most people who go into medical writing want to know whether this can be an opportunity for them to either make money in a side gig or replace their current practice income. Comparing your writing with writing that has been done by others about the same topic will allow you to figure out how you can distinguish yourself from the competition, and you can keep the traits that make your writing unique and make it special to always set your writing apart from others. Show how you are different from others who are writing in the same area. If your goal is to eventually be paid for writing, which I assume it is, and if your articles are well written and receiving attention, there's a great chance that you will be invited by at least a few publications to apply for paid writing assignments. If you're not invited by organizations to write for them, submit applications to as many online websites, print journals, and companies as you can, looking for those writing jobs that appeal to you and fit your skill set. One of the things that you need to realize as well is that medical writing is an area that some doctors do find very interesting. It does require that you're comfortable with some solitude, and it can require some self-discipline and self-motivation, which for some physicians is very different than the type of practice environment that they are used to. But your experience as a physician really gives you a special type of discernment into what readers really want in many of the areas of medical writing. And it also provides you with an insight into what physicians need from medical content, far more than some of the analytics might that you use to help you better understand how your writing is being received. So you can use a variety of different inputs to help you determine what you would like to improve about your writing and what you would like to change about your writing. So I mentioned earlier that many of the physicians that I've spoken to have one concern or one question, and that is, can the salary from their medical writing replace the income from their practice? The information that I've gathered from talking with physicians who are involved in medical writing and looking at the information that they have published, many of the physicians who have transitioned by putting in the time and the effort to develop the skills as a medical writer and by reaching out to companies or by freelancing in the field and constantly honing their craft and improving have been able to successfully transition into a non-clinical practice and replace their income. One of the things we haven't talked about in the podcast yet that I'd like to just finish up with is what skills are necessary to be a medical writer? Well, obviously you have to have computer skills in this day and age. You must be very familiar with Microsoft Office, both Word, PowerPoint, and Excel. You must be able to do research using PubMed or reference software. You should also be very familiar with Adobe Acrobat Pro, which can allow you to modify and document on PDF documents or even convert them into Word documents when you are editing them for a client or a company. Obviously, you need fluency in English and you need proficiency in writing, usually in the language that you're going to be writing in, but over 90% of the medical writing opportunities that you will find will usually involve English. There are some companies that specialize in writing in different languages or converting medical writing into other languages, but generally the majority of the writing is done in English. Organizational skills and being able to meet deadlines consistently are critical skills that you must have, along with interpersonal skills to help you interact with colleagues and clients. It's helpful to be very detail-oriented, to understand and pay attention to what you're writing to make sure that it is accurate and reliable. Of course, you also have to understand how this information is going to fit into your article. You have to understand the big picture view as well. For most physicians starting out in medical writing, you have to be the type of person who is willing to learn new skills. Another issue that many medical writers might not understand when they go into medical writing is that oftentimes they are ghost writing. Their name may not appear in the article. This is something that you have to be comfortable with also. And the fact that if you're medical writing, you're usually writing about work or research that has been done by others. And if you're a person who likes to do bench research or clinical research, this is another issue that you need to come to grips with and need to understand. It may be that you don't want to give up actually doing the research yourself. Another question that I get asked is whether or not there's a specific clinical specialty that is most well suited for medical writing. Probably most of you can guess my answer. The breadth of medical writing really doesn't exclude any specialty from medical writing. Obviously, there are certain types of medical writing in the regulatory arena, for example, that may favor physicians who have a strong background in clinical research, such as oncology or cardiology or even endocrinology. But there is some type of medical writing that your background will allow you to excel in. Well, that wraps up our episode for today of Physicians Beyond the Bedside. I hope that this episode on medical writing has been enlightening and enjoyable for you. I hope that it provided you with some information about the scope and breadth of this field and gave you some idea of whether or not this is something that you would like to explore further. I will include in the show notes links to the American Medical Writers Association, to many programs that can provide you with training and or certification in medical writing. I'm sure that you will find these useful. I am also going to include links to several experts in the field, physicians and non-physicians. I will direct you to their websites so that you can see the type of content that they have available and the type of information that you can glean from those websites will again be very valuable for you. The top 10 leadership skills and attributes you can sharpen today remains available for you at my website, physiciansbeyondthebedside.com/top10leadership skills. I will include the link in the show notes for this episode. If you have any comments or questions, please feel free to add them in the comments section on the website. I love hearing from you, and I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have. If you have information that you would like to learn about medical writing, areas that I did not touch on in the podcast, please let me know. There is a huge amount of information available, but I can provide you with additional links if the links that I include in the show notes are not adequate to answer your question. Please don't forget to subscribe to the podcast by clicking the subscribe button in the show notes and add Beyond the Bedside to your podcast library. I would also appreciate it if you could leave a review of my podcast and share my podcast with your friends or colleagues that you feel would benefit or have an interest in this content. Please take good care of yourselves. And as always, good luck moving beyond the bedside.